Okay, we're going to come back into session to our public hearing. Okay, Steph, where are we? Por favor.
Going over the modified conditions of approval and the mitigation measures. So we already discussed the daily occupancy, but I will re-say it just for the record. Daily occupancy shall not exceed 622 persons on site, with the exception of the annual, in quotes, one time per year event, autumn festival, period. Daily records of site attendance shall be maintained and subject to inspection by the Community Development Department at will. So the next condition related to occupancy. Build-out shall be phased in at the following five-year increments, commencing upon the issuance of the date of the use permit. 412 daily occupancy at year 5, 499 daily occupancy at year 10, 594 daily occupancy at year 15, and 622 daily occupancy at year 20.
Say that again, because I think it didn't come through right.
Okay. Build-out shall be phased in at the following five-year increments, commencing upon the issuance date of the use permit. 412 the date issuance of the use permit. Upon the date of the permit issuance. Okay. And then 412 daily occupancy at year 5, 499 daily occupancy at year 10, 594 daily occupancy at year 15, and 622 daily occupancy at year 20. So a modification to condition of approval. So modification of condition of approval number 4. Prior to the issuance of the use permit, the project must comply with all applicable 2014-4290 standards identified by CAL FIRE in their letter dated December 2nd, 2018, meets all 4291 requirements of the Public Resource Code, and implementation of the Forest Management Plan. So we were thinking that would include your concern about vegetation removal and those requirements associated with that. A new condition, number 19, proposed groundwater well. The proposed groundwater well shall be utilized for domestic purposes only. And then for the mitigation monitoring reporting program, a modification to mitigation measure 8.3. This is related to wildfire. When fire conditions exceed the fire danger burn index of 95th percentile, the camp will provide additional and adequate evacuation transportation on site. When the FDBI exceeds the 97th percentile, camp operations shall cease. Kidder Creek Orchard Camp will enter into an MOU with Siskiyou County OES at the direction of the Board of Supervisors, memorializing this requirement. And so the end of that sentence we were thinking would appease what you wanted with the transportation identified that could be identified in the MOU.
Where are we with the inspection of defensible space and structures?
So that was intended to be condition 4, or the 491 was included with the 490. Would you like to add more to that?
Well, I just want to make sure that you're able to do it as well as CAL FIRE.
So it's in the...
Trying to give you teeth.
So we have teeth in the use permit side of it, and also the MMRP. But yeah, CAL FIRE would be doing the heavy lifting on it.
But we would still have teeth for enforcement.
I just wanted to make sure it ties back to your inspection process and your use permit. And not be a standalone. Regulatory thing.
And also, Supervisor Cobbs have mentioned additional on-site fire apparatus, blah, 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 whatever that looks like. just from previous conversation with CAL FIRE, the Planning Commission, and so forth, they were pretty adamant that it was in the best interest of the camp not to encourage them to go toward firefighting mechanisms. But there's some kind of equipment or other things that we would like to incorporate. The time of the MOU development with Director of OES, we have that conversation, you know, be dealt with along with the marking of the vehicles, and build that into the MOU at the discretion of the board.
So I'm not, or I guess what I'm saying is I'm not trying to create a fire department. I'm just, I think there needs to be some type of evac equipment or transportation, whatever that is, but I think it comes in that 95 or 97 percentile that you're talking about. So I'd be okay with that. As far as fire suppression, as long as there's hydrants or there's ability to use pond water through pumping or whatever, that's all I'm talking about, because if a fire started on site and they have to keep
water on it.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I mean, it'd be, I don't know why you wouldn't want it, but that's what I was after.
Yeah, and that could be a list of whatever, A, B, C, D. So at this point, to
I don't
want to
complicate
spill that out
further than just, you know, something along that nature.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay. So then we can incorporate that in the MOU as it develops.
Okay.
So I think we're at the place where we think we should be at this point in time. Anything else that you want to address?
What about the evacuation plan itself formalized? That has to be done.
Okay.
That is in an MOU. That's part of the condition.
I think, I think what you need, need to revise what the camp has already done to incorporate the 95th, 97th percentile language into it, as well as a review for adequacy. I mean, right now they have like four different layers. There's really only three. You know, normal operations, 95 and 97. And then you get the other piece of how to notify within the camp and how to move people. That needs to be part of that plan too.
So
I heard language that, you know, the camp had worked with CAL FIRE, but also like to work with OES, who was the primary person involved with evacuations.
Chair, suggestion would be, it'd be difficult to go over some of the details now to put in a conditional into the condition, but what we could do is have a condition of the use permit be that a MOU addressing these issues, an acceptable MOU addressing these conditions are reached, and then we can hash out the details in that MOU.
Yeah, I don't think it would be on the table for staff input.
That's fine.
Okay,
I just
so
want to get into
that.
Our
right,
process.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know what that looks like, but I don't know if we need to work that out.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
So,
do we have an idea how long it will take to get the MOU in place?
We can start working on it immediately.
So it could read something like an MOU addressing the wildland emergency evacuation plan shall be formalized and approved by the OES director.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about the 5-year review?
For the use evacuation, permit. For the use permit?
Use permit.
With that, is it subject to 5-year review as an add-on?
I would say an initial 5-year review for the board to see where we are with this, to make sure that what we said or what was going to be done is done.
It's done, yeah.
I don't think it needs to be an annual.
No.
I think that comes up in the discussion then.
I say that 5 years, that's why 5 years, take a look at it to see where we are.
Okay.
And then you also have the ingress, egress road, that's already in there.
That's already in there as a condition, yep. Okay, so we'll add that.
What about the pending PHP that's in the works completion of that?
Yeah, so we have that on
the forest management plan?
Yeah, that Dan Larrabee is working on.
Yeah, we added that onto the modified condition number 4. So did you want me to reread just to make sure the language is okay?
Sure.
Okay. So prior to the issuance of the use permit, the project must comply with all applicable 2014-4290 standards identified by CAL FIRE in their letter dated December 2nd, 2018, comma, meet all 4291 requirements of the Public Resource Code, comma, and implementation of the Forest Management Plan.
Okay.
Okay.
Chair.
Yes.
What's the five? How's the 5-year review read? I mean, I'm a little. You're not suggesting that the permit only be good for 5 years.
No.
Just that after 5 years.
Review.
We're going to review where we're at with this whole process.
Yeah. Because.
Bill, is that something you've seen before?
Bill Carroll, Deputy County Council. I know we've done an actual sunset. Date, not a review date. I suppose we can do a review date, but the question is, on what grounds would you revoke the permit if they're otherwise in compliance? But if you just want to have a review, I think that's probably okay.
Yeah, right. You'd only revoke it if they weren't
complying with the conditions, yeah.
I've not seen it before, but
well, that's something new. I think it is much for the county, so we know, so we revisit whoever's on this, where we are at, mm-hmm. and we, again, that it's moving appropriately forward.
So I just want to clarify, we're not saying the things only the permits only good for 5 years.
No,
we're instead
no.
saying they have an obligation to come before the board and inform the board as to where they are.
Think of it as agendizing 5 years from now that we revisit what happened.
Yeah.
We made a decision where
it's,
are we?
It's
a 5-year report.
Yeah.
We're in new territory,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
With everything we just put in here. I'd like to know if it works.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And if it's in compliance?
Yeah.
As much as I would expect it to be, but
yeah,
make sure
yeah,
that we went down the right path. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else from the board that want to add to this? When are we going to see this back?
May 2nd.
Okay.
I have a concern about May 2nd because we're also
Wendy.
But we're talking vacation rental.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have a planning commission appeal at 1:30 on the same date.
Well, we'll have another long day. Aren't you used to long days? Come on.
I'm used to long days. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, pizza for lunch. With beer. Wendy, we're still going to put it on.
Okay.
If anything, we can push off the vacation.
Yeah.
So.
Give them some flexibility. Rick, staff, we'll give some flexibility. I think we want to get this done.
Yes.
I think the vacation rental can wait till we. I don't think that's critical to the mission. Unless you want to bring it.
We can bring it. I think that's fine.
I'm confident with the experience that we have now, working on a heavy meeting, we can do it one more time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Sorry, Wendy, you've been overruled.
That's okay.
So what is the board going to adopt the first reading of the ordinance and then set the meeting?
at that second meeting.
So that's the recommended motion because the resolution was also continued.
So it would be of the recommended motion, motion number one.
Okay, motion number one is going to be?
And motion number two will not do, and we'll take that up at the next meeting.
Okay, I think I'm confused.
Me too.
If we're continuing the public hearing, wouldn't we also continue the request to approve the resolution for the use permit?
We'd be continuing that as well, but what we'd not be doing is approve the resolution.
Is not taking that action.
Yeah, we're not approving the resolution, we're continuing the meeting, and we are approving the first reading of it.
But approving the first, okay.
Who would like to make that motion?
I'd like to hear it again.
So you want me to read what I would propose?
Yes.
Okay. I move to make the following actions. Introduce, waive, and approve the first reading of the ordinance changing the zoning of APN 025-370-380 from timber production zone TPZ, rural residential RR, and schedule a second reading of the ordinance and continue the hearing to approve a resolution approving Kidder Creek Orchard Camp Use Permit application. That's one. Two, certify the project environmental impact report and adopt project alternative number four, reduced occupancy. And three, adopt a mitigation and monitoring reporting plan. So we're continuing the meeting for purposes of approving those things. We're not approving them.
And this request is to continue it to the May 2nd meeting.
Would the resolution be approving Kidder Creek Orchard Camp use permit application with proposed additions?
It'll
at that time, yeah.
When we bring it, when it's brought to you, those additions will be in there.
Yeah.
I'm talking about today.
No.
Okay. Yeah, you're not approving it today.
We're just continuing.
But you just read number two to me that says that I'm approving.
He changed it just a little. Yeah.
I'm trying to make it clear we're simply continuing the meeting for purposes of approval.
All right, yeah. I'll make that motion.
Did you get that one?
I did.
We have a motion.
A second.
We have a second.
All righty. No, I don't see any hands up, so Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsett?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Haupt? Valenzuela.
Okay.
Sorry.
Any more motions we need to make?
So, thank you.